We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
So where is McCarthy? It is a good evening to you, and how you be at 6:31, 15 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Connor Green, they on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337. 6666. That'd be the number for a 45-minute Wednesday schmooze right up until the Nets and the pregame at 7:15 right here on your fan. New York City.
Represent the tradition and histories of the great players. It's about winning Super Bowl trophies.
Mike's been everything you could ask for. He's a good man.
Michael rode the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael rode the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
I'll be very excited to coach these guys. It's a great core group, and I'll be very excited, just like the rest of the coaching staff, to get started when it comes around.
We were looking for the man more than the coach.
So Michael rode the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael rode the boat ashore, hallelujah.
I'm a builder. This program is built the right way and has quality people that are going to lead this football team for a long time. I definitely hope this is my last job.
Donald throws complete. Anderson, Jets. Touchdown.
Very proud moment right now. I just can't say enough about my football team.
Michael rode that boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Chasing perfection and catching excellence on the way is something that I think exemplifies everything that every football team, particularly ours, is trying to accomplish.
Incredible play by Darnold, and here come the Jets.
We're a very confident football team. Definitely hit our groove.
Darnold gets the snap. Looking out left all the way. Throws toward the corner. Fade route is there. Touchdown!
Those guys upstairs do a great job in hiring the right guys, and I have confidence that they're going to make the right decision.
This is a lesson that we will learn from, and we will move on and continue to grow.
I could go for the shore.
We're just getting started. Established ourselves as a football team.
We're more focused on making sure we get the right person for this job, the right person to hire, and then we find that person, we'll execute, and we'll move forward.
It's truly a blessing. It's an honor and a privilege to hold the position that I hold.
Michael Rudd, for the shore.
From the song, you can tell he wants to be the captain of the ship. The ship that could be sinking if they do not sign and seal and deliver Mike McCarthy to Jets Nation. So McCarthy, he has made it clear. He's ready to come to New York wearing green with his Super Bowl ring. He has said yes after a no to Arizona. And as you know, a no to Cleveland because he didn't want to be a bridesmaid when Mayfield and Kitchens tie the knot. He may not mind having to deal with McCagnon and Johnson, but he didn't want to be third in line in Cleveland to his quarterback and his offensive coordinator. So McCarthy is ready to board the Jets, but it doesn't seem as we speak right now that the New York Jets have made up their minds about McCarthy. Maybe, he says, maybe because he's over 40 and the pages of his playbook beginning to yellow, not to mention leaving Green Bay with a couple of losing years with a Hall of Fame quarterback. Your guess is as good as anyone else's at this point. Apparently, we have a delay of game where we have McCarthy over here and some talking heads with the Jets who might still see the Baylor coach over there, with Adam Gase as well over there. And Adam, as you know, grew up idolizing Attila the Hun. And, of course, Adam Gase, who, with the reputation, has alienated so many people, he may someday run for president. What the Jets can't do is hire a head coach from Temple and Baylor who spent, what, 10 minutes as an offensive line coach with the New York Football Giants when Tom Coughlin was running the show? Adam Gase is young and has such a lack of people skills that he's only been able to really get along with animals, vegetables, and minerals. Nobody is saying, not one person is saying, McCarthy is perfecto, as in a McVay or a Nagy or a Shanahan. And nobody is saying any of them as the resume of McCarthy. Yes, McCarthy has done the 4th-and-1 punt instead of going forward with Aaron Rodgers to move the chains. Of course, who hasn't? All coaches have done dumb things, and all coaches, not even a Belichick, is undefeated. Yes, yes, McCarthy, he's played for 3 instead of going for 7. And yes, yes, his play calling may be at times a little bit conservative, but he's not so conservative that he would be hosting a show on Fox News. No, not at all. Apparently, the New York Jets may have a rule of thumb with the Baylor coach. They might easier control than McCarthy. Here's a guess. McCagnan doesn't want to share the 53-man roster with somebody over 53. And somebody who may go helmet to helmet with him over game planning or philosophy or approach. Here's another guess. Adam Gase has a playbook easier for a 21-year-old quarterback to read and learn and execute, with coach and player sharing alpha male experiences instead of a coach sharing grandfather to grandson experiences. Right now, in the court of public opinion, and that's the opinion of most Jets fans living in the Republic of Jets Nation, the exit poll survey says McCarthy. We know McCarthy wants to go from Green Bay to gangrene. As each day passes, it appears the New York Jets are looking elsewhere, looking to get it right. And they will if they hire McCarthy. All right, we'll take a quick break and immediately get to your telephone calls. And by the way, I shouldn't even bring this up. I should be embarrassed to even admit this in public. I got home last night after getting off the air at 10 o'clock and put on the television and made the mistake of putting on MSG. And I turned that game so off, your head would be spinning, when I saw the mouthpiece and the shimmy sitting with Kevin Durant, and they were sitting on the bench because it was such a blowout. And they were smiling and laughing. And so I had to turn off the TV, and I got to a movie that was a horror movie with, I'm not even to, Peter Hoffman, who loves with horror movies and with bloodshed and with the gore and with the eyes coming out and everything. It was easier watching that than it was the New York Knicks. And of course, I was on the air last night, right here when, of course, I saw St. John's. They were out in front 14-2. They're the best basketball team in New York City. However, at the end, it wasn't so good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.